Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about this insane story out of the city of Minneapolis, where a 10-year-old carjacking suspect was seen on video, in a video that should be gut-wrenching to the American public, driving crazy through a playground while school was in session and while children were at play. And this kid, by the way, has over 30 different arrests, 30 different law enforcement interactions, but unsurprisingly, the Hennepin County District Attorney has decided that he's just so much of an innocent little baby boy that he can't be prosecuted because he's just not mentally competent enough in order to be held accountable for his actions. Now, there is a lot of sketchy reporting around this particular story, so we're going to talk about this case and that reporting, but before we do, I want to thank everybody who supports this channel via actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
I have new video this morning of a 10-year-old boy who police say was driving a stolen vehicle across a crowded school playground. Take a look at this.
So to be 100% clear about this, we do have the video. I am going to show you the video. Thankfully, in this particular case, nobody was harmed in this commission of this crime. But I want you guys to understand that the hype is in fact warranted, because what you're going to see is absolute madness when you realize that this is while school is in session, while kids are at the playground, and this kid actually did multiple pass-throughs in this park, and it was just treated as normal. On top of that, I do want to point out that he is not facing any serious criminal charges, due in large part to the fact that Mary Moriarty, the district attorney elected post George Floyd, the lifetime public defender, doesn't prosecute anyone for anything.
Watch the right side of your screen now. There, that vehicle you can see going across the sidewalk, really close to the playground. The vehicle seen driving in the background there several times back and forth. Surveillance video shows school staff frantically trying to move children off the playground and out of harm's way.
So yeah, this video is absolutely crazy. I recommend you go to the link in the description and check it out for yourself, because you could see him in the foreground and they talk about going over the sidewalk as if that is the major issue at hand. That is a sidewalk contained within the park. The fact is, he's already on the grass of the park before he goes into the sidewalk, and while you see him in the foreground passing through all these different various kids, you could see him driving like crazy in the background. Now, of course, this is related to the phenomena known as the Kia Boys. These people have been stealing cars across this country repeatedly. It has gotten to an absurd degree, and in Minneapolis, they're actually experiencing a huge spike in this problem as well, and disproportionately, the perpetrators behind these happen to be youthful offenders that, again, are under the age of 15. Now, 10 seems a little extreme, but remember, we did a story recently about kids in a stolen car under the age of 13 being fired upon by other kids in another stolen car.
The age of the victims, particularly with the shootings, is just another indication of how active young offenders are today.
The chief points to August shooting of four children, 13 and under, driving around in a stolen Kia. Automatic gunfire the department believes was likely unloaded by someone just as young.
That were likely also under the age of 13. And we had four people wounded in that. And that's the case that made the police chief Colossus, also known as Brian O'Hara, absolutely lose his mind on the district attorney for Hennepin County, because she's pretending she doesn't have any possible way to intervene for these kids, despite the fact that they have multiple criminal arrests.
Police Chief Brian O'Hara said MPD officers arrested this boy, and he was booked into Hennepin County Juvenile Detention Center on Thursday for probable cause second-degree assault. This happened on September 20th of this year at Nellie Stone Johnson School in North Minneapolis. Fortunately, no children on the playground were struck by the driver.
Now, it's important for you guys to understand that the police made an arrest in this particular case. They booked the kid. They charged him with a crime. But the prosecution has already stated at this moment in time that she's not going to do anything because he's such an innocent little baby angel. He can't be considered competent and he can't aid his attorneys well enough in order to act in his own defense. And it would just be unfair to him for us to hold him accountable for this. We have to let him continuously steal these cars, eventually drive into the jungle gym, kill a bunch of kids, before maybe we start thinking about a potential slap on the wrist for this little innocent baby car thief, carjacker, criminal, I mean not criminal, just victim of society.
Now, police records indicate that the 10-year-old boy has at least 30 entries dating back to May 2023. He's been arrested at least twice before for auto theft-related crimes. The boy is also listed as a suspect in more than 12 cases that range from auto theft to robbery to assault with a dangerous weapon. The remaining entries are mostly related to runaway type cases.
So I actually like this local news segment in particular for the way that they break down all the different various criminal charges related to this individual, in addition to the fact that he has pending cases, 12 of them, where he is a suspect that he has yet to be arrested in. And the reason I like that is because a lot of people are emphasizing that the majority of his arrests, the 30 of them, are just runaway incidents, and while that might technically be true, the fact of the matter is, he has committed additional crimes that he has yet to be arrested for, unless you think they have him confused and he's being framed by another 10-year-old, or maybe an adult with that Andy Milonakis disease that's just pinning it all on him. Now, to get into the details of his cases, though, I think is absolutely crucial, because, you know, maybe you just think that he's stealing cars in order to feed his starving family, like many a left-wing idiot would tell you on theinternet.com, even though these are clearly and obviously joyrides. But the fact of the matter is, it's actually much more serious than you can imagine from a 10-year-old. So according to this Fox News report, the child's criminal history dates back to May of 2023. He has around 30 records, and most of them are runaway incidents. The boy's family is cooperating with law enforcement and has asked for help to keep their son or anyone else from being injured or killed, police said in a press release, according to Fox 9. So the reason I wanted to read that statement is because I do think it relates to what we covered before when we talked about the dust-up between the county attorney for Hennepin County, Mary Moriarty, and the police chief for the Minneapolis PD, Brian O'Hara, also known as Colossus, because he was really annoyed with the fact that parents are coming to him, asking him to lock up their kids, asking him to do what he needs to do in order to get them off the streets, not just for the lives of other people, but for the lives of their own kid. And he keeps getting rejected by the district attorney, who refuses to prosecute anyone for anything and releases these kids onto the street time and time again.
Our juvenile investigators referred two cases to the county attorney's office involving two of the individuals for felony charges on August 9th. The kids weren't charged, they weren't diverted. And despite pleas from their parents begging for help, begging for them to be detained, they were let back out into the street, into the same environment, to commit more crimes, which they did over the weekend. We've had several of the parents involved with these kids in this shooting this weekend asking us to arrest their kids, begging us to detain them because they can't control them and they're afraid they're going to get killed. As recently as Friday, this past Friday, we communicated that to the county attorney's office involving two of these individuals. But the county attorney's office isn't listening. The idea of catch and release with violent juveniles is not working. It's not fair to the kids involved or to the victims of serious crime.
Well, in this particular incident, you have parents of a 10-year-old who want their kid to be held, who want their kid to be stopped so that he doesn't kill or injure anybody else or himself, and nobody is doing anything. And if you'll recall, the notable instance where Mary Moriarty ignored the warnings from the parents, ignored the warnings from Brian O'Hara, led to that incident where four children under the age of 12 were shot while in a stolen car by other children in another stolen car. 86 plus shots were fired in that particular incident, and that was just allowed to pass because Mary Moriarty thinks it is much easier, much simpler, much more sensible to let criminal black youths out scot-free because it would be evil white racism in order to hold them accountable.
Now, Chief Brian O'Hara says the 10-year-old's family is cooperating with police and they've asked for help to keep their son or anyone else from being injured or killed. We'll be following this all day long and bring you the latest on air and online.
But again, the Fox News article goes on. Charges in a different incident from August were filed on Friday, O'Hara said. In that case, the boy and other minors approached a victim with a knife in his hand and threatened her, saying, "I will gut you," while attempting to steal her car. The boy was charged in that case with threats of violence and an attempt to commit auto theft, according to O'Hara. It is unfathomable that a 10-year-old has this level of criminal activity without effective intervention, O'Hara said. Prison is not an acceptable option for a 10-year-old boy, but the adults who can stop this behavior going forward must act now. This is only one example of the revolving door we're dealing with, arresting and rearresting the same juveniles for auto theft and other violent crimes. This is a complex issue, and we need every entity involved in intervention to come together immediately to establish short and long-term solutions, close quote. The reason I wanted to read that to you guys is because I want you to understand that the history that this 10-year-old has is a violent history. It is threatening to kill people in order to steal cars. And again, this is just at the age of 10. And that's why, in addition to that, I also read Brian O'Hara's quote about how there's no effective interventions for these kids in order to get them to stop committing crimes. Because as we've already seen with the average age of shooting victims and suspects in Minneapolis, or juvenile shooting victims and suspects dropping below age 15, it is only a matter of time before they turn to violence, before they turn to killing people, or at least using deadly weapons. And this kid is already there. He's already trying to carjack people with a knife. And we've seen this before. We've seen people get killed by innocent little baby angel kids who aren't innocent at all whatsoever and need to be dealt with immediately. This is what Minneapolis is facing. And to me, it's absolute madness that Governor Tim Walz can go out all over the country and say that he needs to take away modern sporting rifles for what's going down in the schools. And we have video of a kid driving through a playground, could have killed any number of kids with that vehicle, and Tim Walz is doing nothing. The city of Minneapolis is doing nothing. Hennepin County is not only doing nothing, but is kind of going out of its way to aid and abet these criminals because of County Attorney Mary Moriarty, who once again is a lifetime public defender that was so woke, so annoying, that she was kicked out of the public defender's office. And this was before she somehow turned around and won election as the prosecutor in the city of Minneapolis, or in Hennepin County overall. So this is a disaster from top to bottom, but make no mistake about it. It is not an isolated incident. It is not a one-off. It is a story that will continue. This kid already has 30 different arrests. He is the suspect in 12 additional related crimes, and a huge portion of his arrests are also related additional crimes. He attempted a carjacking with a knife, threatened to kill someone at age 10. Can you imagine the level that this guy is going to get to when he's 13, 14, 15? Can you imagine when he gets 55 more slaps on the wrist in a couple of years, how bad he's going to be, how much he's going to think he can get away with anything, and the impact that that's going to have on the law-abiding citizens in the city of Minneapolis? But you know what? Those are just my thoughts. I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the madness in Minneapolis. Till next time.